Penn Entertainment close to launching ESPN Bet in Massachusetts. The sports betting landscape in Massachusetts is set to change this November with the introduction of ESPN Bet, the rebranded version of Barstool Sportsbook by Penn Entertainment. In a recent meeting with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, executives from Penn Entertainment stated that the transition to ESPN Bet was progressing steadily. The transition involves not just a name change but also upgrades to hardware to meet the anticipated increase in user engagement. Commitment to seamless transition. With regard to concerns about Barstool Sportsbook promotions continuing during this period, Penn representatives underscored their devotion to a smooth transition. In response to past statements by Barstool founder Dave Portnoy about how the Barstool affiliation affected the ability to acquire sports betting licenses, Chris Soriano, Senior Vice President and CIO at Penn, definitively stated that their relationship with Barstool had not led to any license denials. In terms of promotional efforts for ESPN Bet, a thorough marketing plan has been created. It utilizes a blend of content types, including editorial pieces, digital partnerships, talent endorsements, and traditional media sponsorships. Furthermore, Penn and ESPN are also launching new tools to encourage responsible gambling, aiming to make it a standard aspect of the user experience. DraftKings resolves logo issue amidst regulatory scrutiny. In related commission developments, the debate over adding 21+ to DraftKings logos at key sports locations was put to rest. The commission gave its unanimous nod, providing DraftKings with timeframes to make the necessary updates at Fenway Park, TD Garden, and Gillette Stadium. Complying with these mandates, DraftKings has started to update its digital logos. However, the company has argued against including the 21+ marker within the DraftKings Sports Zone at Gillette Stadium.